Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Well, it's Thursday, which means it's time to start thinking about the weekend if you haven't already. And joining us now with some ideas on how you might spend those free days is Jim Sullivan, editor of jimsullivaninc.com. Hi there, Jim.
Hello, Meghna.
It's great to see you again, first and foremost.
Yes, indeed.
But what's your first pick for us today?
Well, it'll be Amanda Palmer, who is playing at the Middle East downstairs tonight. She is a juggernaut. She keeps on rolling. This is the last of her three Boston shows. She's appearing with the band Grand Theft Orchestra, a trio from Australia. She worked with these guys on her new album called Theater is Evil, and the album is coming out in a week or two. This tour and the album were financed by one of the biggest Kickstarter campaigns ever. It raised over $1 million and surpassed her $100,000 goal by quite a bit.
It's kind of amazing. I mean, Amanda Palmer's turning heads all across the music industry. Basically, Kickstarter means it was fan-financed, right? $1 million? That's kind of incredible.
Yes, it was. Fans got little perks for doing what they did, extra perks for extra donations, but it just went ballistic. We might claim Amanda Palmer is our own, being that she came from Lexington and she launched the Dresden Dolls here in the Boston club scene, but she really is the world's girl now. She's got more than 500,000 Twitter followers. She was a big pioneer in the world of social networking, and her idea was that as the record industry collapses, artists need to form more intimate bonds with their fans, and that's her forte.
Well, the album, Theater is Evil, doesn't come out for another week, but we do have a taste of the first single, Do It With a Rock Star. Here it is. So, Jim, tonight is the last of Amanda Palmer's three Boston shows, but you actually saw the first performance. What was it like?
Oh, it was great. It started with Do It With a Rock Star, which you just heard, and then it went in all kinds of different directions. A lot of new songs from the new record, a few Dresden Dolls tunes. She has a string section at times, a horn section, a lot of off-the-cuff chat, too, with the audience, and she is nothing if not a communicator, sometimes maybe even an oversharer. That's one of the things audiences love.
So that's Amanda Palmer with Grand Theft Orchestra tonight at the Middle East downstairs. Jim, what do you have next for us?
Next up would be a comedian, Billy Gardell, who will be performing at The Strand in Dorchester tomorrow night. You might know Billy from his co-starring role as the cop in the sitcom Mike and Molly, but he's been doing stand-up for 22 years, or was before Mike and Molly gave him his big break. And he's a Jackie Gleason type, a big Honeymooners fan, loud, boisterous. He plays this sort of beleaguered, working-class everyman type. And one of his bits says he's too old to run or to fight or to act cool. And he says that his life is half over, and he played a sloppy first half. And then added, I didn't think the game was going to go on this long.
We've got a clip of Billy Gardell from his Comedy Central special last year. Let's listen to that.
Oh, laugh it up, man. That's all we got left is laughter, right? That's all we got, man. Everything else will scare you to death right now, won't it? Can't even turn the news on. That'll horrify you, right? Murder, death, rape, child abduction, economy, oil spill, 95 degrees. Good luck. Can anybody get a cat out of a tree or something I can hold on to?
And Jim, his performance is a benefit, is that right?
Yes, it is. It's a benefit for Right Turn, which is an Arlington-based addiction program. It was founded by the former Del Fuego's drummer, Woody Guzman. He himself was once sort of crippled by drugs and drink and is now a licensed addiction specialist and interventionist. And Woody calls Right Turn the coolest place to get clean and sober. And Gardell has received some help from Right Turn. The program actually deals with a lot of artists and musicians through an intensive outpatient and residential addiction program.
So funny and for a good cause.
Indeed.
That's comedian Billy Gardell at the Strand Theater tomorrow night. We've got time for one more pick, and it sounds like this. Michael Jackson?
Yes, we saved the really big show for last, Meghna. It's a new show from his estate in conjunction with Cirque du Soleil. It is called Michael Jackson, the Immortal World Tour, performed at the TD Garden tomorrow night and Saturday night. It's all about Michael and the idea that his music will truly never die, similar to what Cirque du Soleil have done with Elvis and the Beatles shows in Vegas. It's geared more toward dance than acrobatics. It should be said, too, I mean, Michael loved these extravaganza-type things, very much over the top as a performer. I think his heart would very much be in this. There's aerial ballets and trapeze acts and all the things you'd expect from Cirque du Soleil, but there's a heavy emphasis on his music, and even some of the people who played with him are in the band. It's his vocals, too, by the way, that you'll be hearing with live accompaniment. It should be quite a trip. There's over 60 performers, 250 costumes, and video projections that are actually bigger than a basketball court.
So, Jim, Michael Jackson meets Canadian surrealist aerial acrobatics. I love this concept.
It should be rocking. It should be a visual treat and an audio treat.
And in fact, Cirque du Soleil has another show in addition in town right now.
They do. They're wrapping up a long performance that's been going on in the Seaport District. It's Totem, which is also really good as well. It's the first time, by the way, that the Cirque has ever planted two shows in one city simultaneously.
The first time. Well, they picked the right city.
Yeah, I guess they did.
Jim Sullivan is the editor of JimSullivanInc.com. Thanks so much for your picks, and thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you, Magna.
And you can find more information about all of Jim's picks at RadioBoston.org.